The similarity between Ananda Bhairavi and Riti Gaulai is mainly because of the occurrence of same swaras in both these ragas. However, the sequence of the occurrence of swaras is different. Let's look at the Arohanam Avarohanam. Ananda Bhairavi.
Sa ga ri ga ma pa da pa sa. Sa ni da pa ma ga ri sa.
For Riti Gaulai.
Sa ga ri ga ma ni ni sa. Sa ni da ma ga ma pa ma ga ri sa.
As I mentioned earlier, though the same swaras are occurring, the pattern in which they occur is different. And this is what one has to focus in order to identify whether the raga is Ananda Bhairavi or Riti Gaulai. Let us look at some of the sancharas of Ananda Bhairavi first. Let's now move on to Riti Gaulai and you will see the difference yourself. The main signature pattern of Riti Gaulai lies in the prayoga
ga ma ni ni sa.
If one is able to spot this signature phrase, it is sufficient to conclude that the ragam being rendered is Riti Gaulai.
Ni da ma ga ma ni ni sa sa. Sa ni da ma ga ma ni ni sa. Ta da ra na.
The other key differences that I would like to mention is the usage of Padapasa in Ananda Bhairavi as against Gamaninisa in Riti Gaulai. All these prayogas cannot occur in Riti Gaulai. Instead,
ga ma ni ni sa ni da ma sa ni da ma,
as against sa ni da pa in Ananda Bhairavi.
Sa ni da pa ta ra ra na na ra ra.
This can serve as another clue for identifying whether the ragam is Ananda Bhairavi or Riti Gaule. Similarly, in the lower octave,
ga ma ga ri sa, pa ma ga ri sa, ni sa ga ri ga ma.
All these are typical Ananda Bhairavi phrases. In Riti Gaule, the usage of ni sa ga ga ma is very prominent.
Na ra na a ra na.
I would also like to add, the another clue that one must look for is the presence or absence of panchamam. More pa-centric prayogas are typical of Ananda Bhairavi, whereas pa-varja prayogas are typical of Riti Gaule.